91X News.
It's 3 degrees and overcast at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Emily Cannell. The threat level in Belgium is still extremely high after yesterday's terrorist attacks at a Brussels airport and subway station. Brussels authorities say the suspect is still at large after being seen on airport surveillance footage. Prosecutor Frederik van Loo says police raids have led to the discovery of other bomb-making materials and one arrest in connection with the attacks.
We have been able to identify 15 TNTP of liquid gas, detonators, oxygen balls, a suitcase full of nails.
The prosecutor has identified two of yesterday's bombers as brothers Ibrahim and Khaled El-Bakrawi. Belleville police have recovered a substantial number of stolen items following a foot chase Monday night. The items include jewelry and electronics. Belleville police are asking local residents who have been victims of theft in the last month to come and have a look at these items at the police station today. The chase took place at 8:30 Monday night in the area of Canifton Road and College Street East after police spotted two men in a stolen vehicle. Further investigation led to the arrests of four Belleville residents. Alberta MP Jim Hillier has died at the age of 41. Terry Pedwell reports.
Jim Hillier was first elected to the House of Commons in 2011 in the Lethbridge riding and was re-elected last fall in the new riding of Medicine Hat Cardston Warner. Initial reports suggest he died of a heart attack in his office. He was a cancer survivor and had a bone marrow transplant in 2003. In his 2011 campaign, Hillier was dubbed the man who wasn't there by local media after he avoided interviews and refused to participate in public forums. In a statement, interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose called Hillier a valued and hard-working MP and a dedicated husband and father. Terry Pedrillo, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Liberals' federal budget was released yesterday. Finance Minister Bill Munro says the main priority of the budget is to give Canadians confidence in their country's economy again.
We believe that we've brought hope for those parents who feel that the promise of building a better life for their children is the critical issue. And that's the very hope and optimism that created our country generations ago. We know that it somehow faded, and we want to restore it to where we want it to be.
The budget predicts a federal deficit of $30 billion this year, with about $11 billion of that in new spending. Police in Kenora say they found the body of a 16-year-old First Nations girl who had been reported missing. Ontario Provincial Police had been searching for 16-year-old Delaine Copeness since late February. Her body was discovered by city employees yesterday morning in the Lake of the Woods. Police haven't said how the teen died, but are still investigating. People across North America are reacting to the death of infamous former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Ford's family announced yesterday morning that he had passed away after an 18-month battle with cancer at 46 years old. Former Prime Minister Stephen Harper remembers Ford as a dedicated and courageous political and family man. Ontario legislature held a moment of silence for Ford after hearing the news. Premier Kathleen Wynne said he was a persistent and well-respected man. No charges have been laid against a Toronto man who had a three-month-old baby, which was a subject of an Amber Alert over the weekend. Police say the man was standing just a few feet away from his running vehicle on Sunday afternoon when someone jumped in and drove away, with the sleeping baby still inside. Investigators have determined that the father was not negligent towards the child, who was found safe when the vehicle was located hours later. Police hope evidence taken from the car will help identify the person who stole it. Ontario has released its final regulations to ban police from randomly stopping people to collect personal information, a practice known as carding or street checks. The regulations, which were first posted last October for public comment, set out what the government calls clear and consistent rules for voluntary interactions between police and the public. Race is prohibited from being any part of a police officer's reason for attempting to collect someone's identifying information. Starting January 1, 2017, police must tell people they have the right not to talk with them, and refusing to cooperate or walking away cannot be used as reasons to compel information. The trial of two men accused of killing a Hamilton father is set to resume today after a week-long break. Dylan Millard of Toronto and Mark Smitch of Oakville have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in Tim Bosma's death. Bosma disappeared on the night of May 6, 2013, after taking two strangers on a test drive of a black Dodge Ram pickup truck he was trying to sell. His body was found more than a week later, burned beyond recognition. In the U.S. election, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz continued to battle for the lead spot in the Republican presidential race. Cruz was successful during the Idaho caucus, while Trump won in Arizona. Their fight was even carried over to Twitter. Tom Lamas reports.
A split victory in the GOP race for president. Donald Trump taking Arizona, but Senator Ted Cruz winning in Utah. Their battle spilling over to Twitter. Trump alleging Cruz's campaign ran negative ads featuring his wife Melania Trump, tweeting, "Be careful lying, Ted, or I will spill the beans on your wife." Cruz firing back, calling Trump a coward.
As for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders won over Idaho while Hillary Clinton won in Arizona. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Happy Easter, kids. I brought chocolate.
Dad, this is just what we didn't eat last year. Toss out that chocolate left around the house from last year. Don't Eat Me Chocolate has all the succulent and rich-tasting chocolate you'll need this Easter. Have your pick of chocolate bunnies, carrots, lollipops, and chocolate cream-filled eggs all made ready to melt in your mouth. Don't Eat Me Chocolate wants to change your Easter from unimpressive, ugh, it's stale, to delectable. Don't Eat Me Chocolate, open daily with extended hours, 335 Bell Boulevard, west of Sydney.
In the world of sports, Alex Ovechkin scored his 43rd goal of the season, and the Washington Capitals secured the top spot in the Eastern Conference by doubling Ottawa 4-2. Capitals goalie Braden Holtby says clinching the top spot in the Eastern Conference is nice, but there's still more to do.
Obviously, it was one of our goals at the start of the year, so nice to have done, but I think that's the last thing on our mind right now. We're working at getting better.
The Canucks are still struggling with their offense. Andre Pavelec recorded his first shutout of the season as the Jets beat the Canucks 2-0. Vancouver has been shut out in three straight games and hasn't scored in 11 periods. Vancouver goaltender Markstrom, describes how he allowed the winning goal by Winnipeg.
Spits out and a couple guys drive the net, and then I see a goal behind the net. He's going to wrap it, and you know, his stick was just kind of pinned my foot towards the post, and I tried to push, and I couldn't push because he was pushing it there. And then second push, he kind of let go, and then it was too late.
It was a night of firsts for two young defense prospects on the Montreal Canadiens. Darren Dietz and Joel Hanley each picked up their first NHL point as the Canadiens edged the Anaheim Ducks. Hanley says he's as surprised as anyone to get on the board in only his second NHL game.
Yeah, I mean, this is for like lucky bounces, but it was a cool feeling, and I'll enjoy tonight.
In curling, Canadian skip Chelsea Carey struggled with slow ice in a 5-4 win over Italy at the Women's Curling World Championship. Carey says it's not just hard on her body.
I actually think with the ice the way it is, it's much more of a mental grind than it is physical, because everybody's going to miss a ton of shots.
In local hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks are playing Wellington tonight for the fourth game of their best-of-seven series. The game starts at 7 at the Wellington and District Community Center. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: overcast today with a high of +3. Snow to begin early this evening and turning to ice pellets overnight with a low of -3. Tomorrow, the ice pellets will become freezing rain late into the morning with a high of -1. At 12:09, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emily Cannell. News on 91X, next at 1.